Yeah, that one you remember. It must say, mashallah. That one, very good. It's true. Alhamdulillah. Anything else? Did Colgate to Masfena from Mufti Shaib Sahib? You showed him? He said it's right or wrong? Then you must collect it again. I'll get another one. Right. What else he say? Anyone can remember what I spoke on Tuesday? Can anyone recall? Anyone can recall? Jay? Adhan? We should respect the words of the Adhan, and as well as the make the dua after Adhan. It's a very, very, very great ibadah. It's a shi'ar of Islam, a sign of Islam. The masala is this year, if someone refutes Adhan, astaghfirullah, they make a joke out of Adhan, they become kafir. I don't see. So, Quran Sharif ayat. Who can quote me the ayat? وَإِذَا نَادِيتُمْ إِنَ الصَّلَاةُ إِتَّخَذُوهَا هُزُوَ وَلْعِبَا ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. Can't make a joke out of the adhan. No one? Okay, I'll talk finished. We'll see it in maybe. Yeah. So what I'm saying, adhan is a very great ibadah. The greatest harm for being disrespectful to Adhan is the huge possibility and probability you live without Iman. Because those words that were calling you towards Allah Ta'ala, we ignored it. We made a mockery out of it. We enjoyed ourselves. We never respected it. So the possibility is very great. May Allah save us that we can lose our Iman if we do not respect the Adhan. Every single hukam, mustahab, or any single sunnah, karahiyat, makruh, all of it has got a very important place in the sharia, in the construction of the sharia. Becoming a maulana is not only qala Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi wa qala Shafi'i. That is part of it, but you have to understand what is was being constructed. Such a powerful religion that though 1,400 years have passed, they can't destroy it. Why the ulama of haq? They ensured that every single masala, how it was related, narrated, protected, it must carry on living. It must never die off. For mustahab, they will fight. For adab, adab means showing respect. The masalas, like, don't face your legs towards the qibla. They will fight. They'll give their lives. This is a masala. You can't say, what does it matter? The kawa should be so far. So the point which we are making is this year, that we have to appreciate every masra. Sometimes we fail many a times. We don't make amal, Allah make us maaf. But it doesn't mean, well, let it be a free for all. Example, people don't observe parda. At least they must have haya in their hearts. Cousins come in front, look away at least a little. Show some type of uncomfortableness. I'm a bit uncomfortable. They can't accept the concept of parda. They do not want to accept it. They keep on saying, no, we are like brother and sister. We are like brother and sister. Sharia has identified who is a brother, who is a sister. Forget brother and sister. In the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if someone adopted a child, then he would be known to be the son of the one who adopted him. Like Zayd bin Haritha it was. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam adopted him. Said, from today, Zayd is my son. So they knew him as Zayd bin Muhammad. Everyone knew him. Allah Pak didn't leave it at that. No, he's Zayd bin Muhammad. Allah Pak said, no way, the fact is different. Love of you, O my Muhammad, your love for the Zayd bin Haritha, yatim boy or poor boy, he was African. You love him so much that that boy chose you. He chose Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over his own parents. But he can become Zayd bin Muhammad. He is Zayd bin Haritha. In the Quran Sharif ayat was said now. Udruhum liaba ihim huwa qasatu indallah. Call them by their parents' name. That is more nearer to justice. You understand? So there's no this issue of, well, we are brothers and sisters like. People pass away. If they want to observe hijab, it's a lady or it's a young, especially young. Once I was somewhere, there was a young man who passed away. And the whole family want to jump, everyone. But he was like my brother. No one stops me. You know when this woman go in this one, you know, capital letter mode. You call it capital letter mode. You know, it's my brother and no one stops me. With all exclamation. Subhanallah, no one can do anything. Everyone just has to sit down. She's going to kick up a huge roar like a lion. So people give way, what are they going to do? And she comes and she thinks this is now muhabbat. Shing Muhammad, my brother, I saw you, no one could stop me. But Allah and His Rasul has not turned you to His brother. You could get married to him in the Sharia. So all this here is inventions of society. They initiate, they invent, and they impose on other people. Islam is very simple, man. Very simple. Alhamdulillah, the simplest religion is Islam. You get married, 3 people is sufficient. You pass away, 5 people is sufficient. Give him ghusl, janasa, even 4 people, even 3 people. Bury him. Then you have to have one set of clothing. There's no more compulsion in Islam upon your own self. Ne? If you want to lift it, doesn't mean anyone has got more than one set. There's something wrong with them. Nothing. Very simple religion. You don't have to pay thesis. You know what's thesis? No. Thesis is what the Christians pay. When you go to church, it's a tax. It's a tax that they have to pay. Everyone in that area, they've got a register. They go to the shop, they go to the business, they go to the factories. So how are you, Mr. Jack? Fine, fine, fine. Pastor, how are you? If pastor, but the guy want to run past him. Because you know he's here for the thesis. He's here to collect, do the big collection. They don't play around. 10% of your business. One white person once came here and he was looking and he had to buy or say, I don't know, whatever it was. And they explained to me about Islam. He said, you don't mind I see your place of worship? I brought myself here till the masjid, not inside. He said, but where's all the idols instead? He said, no, you got the wrong religion. That's the Hindus. Then how do you know where's the Almighty? He said, we find him in our heart. We bow down, ruku. He was very impressed. Thereafter he asked, and what's his thesis? I said, no thesis. He says, you're joking. He really was taken aback. It can't be. No thesis. I said, no. Then how does the place operate? I said, no, everyone who gives. Yet hardly anyone. Very seldom a person came here and said, for the masjid running expenses, yet. He said, we never ever thought about it. Shukar. Alhamdulillah, till today I never thought about it. He couldn't believe it. He said, can never be. Your church operates without thesis. I said, no. I said, yes, it doesn't. He said, man, that pastor is fleecing me, man. He's fleecing me. He's behind my blood. He's sucking my blood out of my body. I told him, pastor, I can't. He said, God bless you, son. He put his hand on my head. God bless you, son. And this is a nice religion. You wanted more to know about. Even in Africa, you see the painter. He's became Muslim. Luqman, he wear topi sometime. Amongst the things, 2 things invited him to Islam. He said, number one, he saw the Muslims, they help one another a lot. He does a lot of Muslim jobs, and he's very sharp with his eyes. You see how they help one another, give one another love, you know, account, this, that. So I asked him, but why you become Muslim? He said, no, I see the Muslim, he boost one another. You know, like a battery booster. When the one is down, they don't leave him. They pull him up. You come, never mind. We try. That in this church, they don't take money by us. That priest, he built his house with my money. I don't have house, but he got house. Meaning he takes from me. I say, no, this man is not the right man. He takes so much money. He got 2 cars. Me, I must walk. I must take taxi. How come he got the 2 cars? No, I don't believe in Allah shukr. Allah keep us all with iman. So I'm explaining there's no small masala, and there's no small guna, and there's no small sawab, and there's no small acts of obedience, and there's no small sunnah. Everything is big. If you understand what Allahu Akbar is, everything that is attached to Allah Pak is huge. The shaitan, he comes with small things. very small. You'll never attack a guy one time. Never. That's why the Sharia got everything in its place. There are such masalas, masail, as you go along, and may it be that we learn with your mind open, that you will shake your head in amazement. What a masala, man. Come, I tell you quickly one day, I'm going to read from the Kitab. Who is most worthy of imamat? Aqra, A'lam, the one who knows most Quran Sharif, the one who's most knowledgeable. And then he got all the levels. If they've got the same knowledge, same hifz, same qiraat, then age-wise, then they go further, looking at the nisal, that. But now say in one town, the fuqaha sit down. Just say, just assume. Two people, their ages are exactly equal. Both are muftis. Both are sabakaris. Both are from the same tribe, say the Quraysh tribe. Who's got more? Both have got the same level of taqwa. Who has got more right for imam now? Anyone here? Besides those who are old students here? Yeah, you heard from me, it must be. I taught this much, mashallah. The one who got a more beautiful wife. Now you may say, hey, the one who got what that has got to do with imamate? Now, that means must we go and look at her. He said, no. The Sharia says this here, that first of all, you don't have to go and look at her. Amongst ladies, they always speak, or they both the same, but there will be some will find the one more attractive than the other one. And why him, his heart would be more clean and purer. His heart will be more clean and pure. That's why he must be imam. Wife is also a ajib ni'mat. Very ajib ni'mat. Obviously, if you know how to be a husband, then you'll find her to be a ni'mat. Otherwise, she's a ni'mat. You know what's a ni'mat? Punishment. She's either a blessing or a punishment. That depends on her deen. If her deen is strong, she's a great ni'mat. And if she's out for the dunya, then she's a ni'mat. But that doesn't mean you must ill-treat her. We have to be very patient. Takes time. Right. We came over to what our Wazir Rahmatullahi says. He gave the about sleeping at night and awaiting the dawn and how the pious people, Allah Ta'ala says, كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ. At night they sleep very little. I mean, they fall asleep, they'll sleep after Isha. But in anticipation of making ibadat, what time does the night start? Anyone you know? Maghrib time. Alright? Now we take Maghrib time, say in summer. Maghrib is at 7:15. Alright? What time does the night end? It's Subah Sariq, 3:30. So say 7:30, just say 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 8 hours. The night. But 7:15, 8:15, 9:15, 2 hours already is gone in ibadat. While you're waiting, you're reading your Maghrib namaz, you're waiting for your Isha namaz, you're already in ibadat. You're not going to sleep. كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ تَتَجَافَ جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ. Your side is separated from the bed. Even in winter, your side is separated from the time of Maghrib. You could go and sleep away. Isha, you could sleep away. But you read your Tabarak, we are in Ibadat, Surah Waqiyah, we are in Ibadat, Ayatul Kursi, Quls, we are in Ibadat, and we sleep on our right hand side, we are in Ibadat. And we read our Isha Namaz, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say, in the Fajr Namaz, you get a whole night of Ibadat Sawab. And during the night, when you wake up, you are going to look at the time. What time is it? Must I wake up already? And while you are waiting for Salah, it comes in a Hadith, you're getting the Salah, the Sawab of reading Salah. Hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The one who is waiting for Salah, he gets the thawab of being in Salah. It's already, when you're sitting here, we're already in Salah. That's why we mustn't talk in the masjid. And so how much of the time we spend the time in ibadat at night. And when the morning comes, they don't say, hey, you know, I made so much ibadat. They fall into sajda, they cry, they pretend to cry. They make their faces as if it is crying. If you can't cry, Nabi Salman says, make your face as if it is crying. Oh Allah, make me maaf. I can die anytime. Oh Allah, who will forgive me? Speak to Allah. وَبِلْ أَسْحَارِهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. In the Sihri time, Ashar is the plural of Sihr. In the time of Sihri time, they make istighfar. Not snow away, and then jump up last minute, and run last minute. No. They know anytime anything can happen, I need in the morning, Sihri time. I'll explain to you people before, so remind me, inshallah ta'ala. I'll tell the others also. So, we now come to this portion here where he speaks about the whisperings of shaitan. Innaman najwa min shaitan. Evil whispering is only from shaitan. He reads the ayat little. Innaman najwa min shaitan. Bad thoughts come, bad ideas come, wrong feelings come, evil desires come. It's in the mind. It's not you. It is not you. Like when you stand in front of a mirror. There is a fly sitting on the mirror. You're looking at a mirror. What could you see? Can anyone tell me? Yeah? The fly is sitting perhaps on your nose. It's on the mirror there in front of you. Now you're looking, you see, hey, someone comes, say, there's a fly on your nose, man. And he come, he say, no, he give you one shot. I think you'll get upset. He say, but I saw, wallahi al-azim, I saw the mirror, the fly was sitting on your nose. And I just didn't mean bad, I just hit your nose. I love you. Nowadays, even Malima tells the whites, I love you. They can't understand how it works. So what I'm saying is this here, that you'll see, but the fly was not on my nose. It is on the mirror. You saw right, but you came to the wrong conclusion. We hear right, but we come to the wrong conclusion. We hear. But because the shaitan play on the mind. Now, why is this year? Why is that day? My father this year? Whoever it is this year? We come to the wrong conclusion. That is why one is to have a sheikh. That when we can, it can help us a great deal to come to terms with what we are confronted with. So just as that fly is not really sitting on a person's nose, but it is there. The shaitan is there. You can't wake up. You can't. You shame, man. You can't. You got a sickness, man. You know, you... But alhamdulillah, a person takes up. He says, no, this is shaitan. Listen to Ustad. Finish. Well, otherwise we have to punish your nerves. We have to punish shaitan. No ways. You can't do this. No, I can't do it. You can never do it, man. It's too difficult. A lot of experience with students. Last year, one, two of them, they said, we can't read the Quran Sharif whole day. No, we won't be able to manage. I think default it. That is all shaitan. You must have confidence in your seniors. You get somewhere. Finish and clap. Alhamdulillah, did we? Allah Ta'ala's further. So the evil whisperings is only from shaitan. Why? Aziz now analyzing. لِيَحَزُّنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. That he may cause grief to those who believe. Mu'minin, Muslim, shaitan already is our enemy. He is already our enemy. You are Muslim. Oh, okay, I'll sort you out. In order to create distress and suffering, such and such thoughts are instilled in the hearts. I'm not saying anything. These are basic principles. This is, I just give you the usul. You take this usul, you've heard now, shaitan comes with bad thoughts, whispering evil. Sometimes the whole world is against you, feel no one loves you, this, that. He puts that in, as he says, now, I just give you the usul, it's from shaitan. Finish. That's a basic thing that you must understand. Why? Everyone is going to be, he's going to come to everyone in a different way. And as he can now explain to everyone, some may come, you know, your own father hate you. He only know how to scream at you. He only know how to shout at you. Now, he says, you know, now, as far as the Sharia is concerned, this is a bad thought. You scale it according to the Sharia. This is a bad thought. It must be from shaitan. It's not me myself speaking. And if you are not going to do, now you're going to look at your father like this, or your mother like this, or this one like that. And in Allah forbid. Yesterday I read one guy in America, he bashed his mother to death with a baseball bat. And he phoned his father, I'm waiting for you. And the father rushed. He didn't say what he did. The father knew this guy is out of line. When he went in, he said, hello, dad. Good afternoon. He shot father in the head, kafir. Both lying dead. Finish. And I asked him what he did. He said, no, I had enough of them. They're lecturing me from the time I'm small. Look at it. Both are dead. We're not speaking of kufr and Islam and whatever it may be. Although the ayat speaks, فَلَا تُعَجِبْكَ مُوَالُهُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُهُمْ إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَيْ يُعَذِّبَهُمْ بِهَا. Through their children and their wealth, we give them all up in the dunya. Quran Sharif ayat. But we as Muslims must understand this base thought that comes to my mind. Why is it coming? إِنَّمَا النَّجْوَى. This is the najwa that Allah Pak speaks about. مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. It's from shaitan. لِيَحَزُّنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Why? So that he must put grief into us. Shaitan wants to put grief into us. Now the task of applying them is not for everybody. The basic principle is there. Whatever occupation a person is involved in, he has the experience. As you go along like teaching, alhamdulillah, Allah ta'ala's fadl, alhamdulillah, my shaykh's barakat, Allah shukr. I am busy with ilm for 52 years. How many years? Yeah. Where you are, Ulo? 52 years now I am busy with ilm. Alhamdulillah, I started at the age of 5. Now I am 59. Plus 5, 1 year I work somewhere. Just remove 1 year. Gap year, they'll call it nowadays. 6 minus 59, 53 years. Madrasas, darulum, schools, and what. The shaitan come, I must come. My sheikh's barakat, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. I can't say I'm still safe. Only Allah Ta'ala keeps us safe, protects us. Those who are mashaykh in the field of fiqh, they will have experience in fiqhi details. They have expertise and insight in the field of fiqh. As Ahkar mentioned previously, that person who is running a medical practice where people with various illnesses consult him, and most of them recover, he will have experience and expertise in physical illness. Wonderful recipe here. Beautiful. Very beautiful. When people had problems, they needed a lawyer, they needed a doctor. As he used to say, Deko, find someone, number one, he must have experience. And number two, the majority of his patients or who go to him, they are successful. You understand? I had a lawyer friend. He just came out of law school. There was a problem and he knew me and he was very excited. I think it was the first case he really took up. In whatever, many years ago. So he wrote to the opposition and he wrote a whole 10-page letter. And whoever was the opposition went to threaten him and sort you out, who you think you are. Lawyer was also a little gumption. He said, hey, you know what, I'll get you locked up now. You're speaking to a lawyer. You're not speaking to a mampara, you understand? Because he came out of law school. This guy got a shock. Someone told me, a lawyer, you can't go and just threaten a lawyer. So now they carried on 10-page letters every time he sent. Then, as time went by, alhamdulillah, he won that case. Allah shukar, he was very happy. And he's such a major, he's an attorney of the Supreme Court. And he's one of the youngest Muslims in the country. And I'll tell you something of barakat. He's so young, he applied to write the exam. I think only 10% of the people who want to write it after law, like after Maulana, he became Mufti. Now after he did his law, he did his articles even higher to become an attorney. Only 10% get accepted. It is for the Supreme Court. He was doing some khidmat for Maulana Iyas, there was some problem or whatever. And he came and said, Maulana, I'm not charging you, I'm doing everything. You don't worry. And accordingly, he fought the case. And he was writing exam also. He couldn't believe it. He passed. He was one of the 10%. He couldn't believe it. No one gave him a hope. He's so young. He can't go to the magistrate's court. It's too high. MashaAllah, Allah Ta'ala giving barakat. There was a day he used to drive a broken car. Just out of law school, you know. Now what to speak about? I tease him. I say, Ghulam bhai, ish. Got two Mercedes. He said, I got two wives also. I mean, he's got two wives. I'm not speaking about, you don't go in that direction. This is easy now. So what I'm saying to you people is this, yeah? That now he's got experience. So I tell him, you remember that case? He said, Mufti Sahab, that was, I think, my first case, man. Those days I used to write 10 and 15 pages later. Now I write, they're lucky if I give them 10 sentences. I just write three sentences, I'm coming for you. And I know exactly how to phrase it. I don't have to write 10 pages of evidence and all. And you see the shake and shiver. I say, okay. So experience, they got experience. Doctors also. A doctor who is very experienced, especially they're specialists, they work in Barakwana Hospital, etc. Very experienced. Barakwana Hospital, this is a general majlis. It's not a bayan or something. We're speaking generally. One of the most famous hospitals in the world where doctors from Europe and America come is Barakwana. Why they come? They come for the experience. They see such sicknesses and especially gunshot wounds, knife wounds, that they don't see that in their own country. So they come and they pick up experience. And they get more experience. And when they go, they're very clever. In South Africa, 2 or 3 weeks ago, there was this athlete, you must have read about him, triathlon, they call him. He runs a lot of different sports. They caught him in the morning, 4 o'clock, the robbers, they took him, they said, no, we're going to cut off your one leg. And they came with a saw. They pushed him, they hold his mouth, they cut his leg till he came to the bone. And they can't get through to the bone. And something happened, they ran away. It happened here in South Africa, so cruel. So cruel, so barbaric. They took him and the doctors operated in this and that. His leg will be saved. They say only now with time where he can train again. But now to do that type of, you won't get it in anywhere in the world. You say, you know what, let's treat the injury like that. So here they get all the experience. So doctors generally that are in Barakwana and all, they got a lot of experiences. They see different things and the knowledge increases. Same with mashayikh. A young sheikh, especially as far as Mamlat, etc. is concerned, his experience is very different from a big sheikh, someone who's got more experience. So, as he says, people have experience in different fields, and people have different types of expertise, and that is what counts. In life, that is what counts. Someone who's got experience, let him guide me, let him help me along. Because they know the nature, temperament of people. They understand, don't do this, you're going to make things worse. They tell you from before, the shaitan is coming. See, one buzuk went to visit Junaid Baghdadi. As he came close to his house, Junaid Baghdadi was a very great buzuk. Junaid Baghdadi is shouting a murid or student, what do you think you are doing? You're full of nonsense. Must I hit you? They tell the mashayikh used to hit the murids also with a stick. Get the shaitan out of him. You stupid, you ignorant. So many years you're sitting here, you don't know how to behave. And he's screaming and shouting, get out now. I don't want to see you. Just get out. I said, Baf, get out, get out. The fellow ran. Another guy also ran out. The buzuk thought, yo. I never knew. I thought this is a very big buzurg, Junaid Baghdadi. Look at his temper, man. So he went there, assalamu alaikum, Hazrat, wa alaikum salam. Junaid is cool, calm, sit down. Halat kaise hai, mashallah. He said, Hazrat, I just want to ask you something, man. You know, I never heard you so angry and so heard you to be so wild. He said, oh, you heard it. what did you see happening? Anything there? Anyone went out? He said, Hazrat, two people went out. He said, no, it's actually one. But Hazrat, I saw two. He said, yeah, the one is the fellow you saw. Since you are a sincere friend, Allah Pak is helping you, you mustn't make bad gumani. Allah Ta'ala showed you shaitani. Shaitan is running out with him. The shaitan was sitting on his head, so I had to get the shaitan out of his head. And I solidly gave him a tongue lashing. The shaitan said, I was going to go for my stick. The shaitan, he ran, and the shaitan also ran away. Inshallah, the shaitan won't come now easily to him. Can you see? That's why they say the anger of the buzruks lies Allah Ta'ala's mercy. When Athan bin Abdullah, someone came to him, he said, Hazrat, I think I want to become a Christian. When Athan came by, you don't speak things like this here. He said, no, it comes in my mind. When Athan said, whatever comes to your mind, you don't have to write it and speak. There's no thing, well, I have to take it out of my heart and tell. That's all shaitanic whispersa. You keep quiet, you read A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Rajeem. The hadith says, wala hawla wala quwwata illa shaitan. He went to the second time again, same thing, Mu'athan, we explained again. Third time, he just sat down, and he opened his mouth. But at that time, thinking, Mu'athan, he stood up, and he grabbed him by the collar, and he threw him, and he kicked him, Lat Mara. In the Kitab, it's written, Lat Mara. You know Lat Mara? One solid, good, first class, top of the range kick that made the fellow tumble even more. And Mu'athan, he told him, Kambahat, grabbed him again. Islam don't need you. Forget tomorrow, you go now, you become a Christian and you go to Jahannam now if you want to. Islam don't need you. Get out and throw him. He went away. Couple of years thereafter, someone came. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam. Manatami asked him, Kaha si ana wa, why you came? He said, Hazrat, you don't recognize me. Said, no. He said, Hazrat, I'm that same person. Your one kick knocked out all the thoughts of Christianity from my brain. One kick, one shout, and you threw me. The shaitan went for good. I never ever thought of that again. I just came to say, Salaamu Alaikum, Jazakallah, my iman is safe. In the mercy of our parents, even if they are wrong, even if they are wrong, but it's not deen, there's raham. You mustn't try and understand. There's raham. It's my father. It's my mother. They're elder than me. Allah Ta'ala loves them more than me. Allah Ta'ala said, I must make dua for them. Rabbi rahmuhuma kama rabbayani saghira. And never mind. What do I lose if I look down? Now why must I give a stare, a skew eye this way, tilt the head little, raise my voice, debate him, argue with him? What do I get? Just my nerves. It's just my nerves. Never mind. Your father owns your wealth also. Nabi Sassam told one sahabah. Everything. If your father says, I don't want you to wear this watch, you mustn't say, but no, but now what is this now? Abba, you're getting to be an extremist now. You know, now it's going too far. You can't use words like that to your father. That is downright disrespectful. Downright disrespectful. Even if it comes in your mind, you look down. The day will come, Allah will bless you with so much, you won't know whether you're going or coming. Because with respect for that one that Allah Ta'ala had instructed you. Allah Ta'ala instructed us that as far as your parents are concerned, وَخْفِذْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الظُّلْمِ. Janah means wings, your two arms. وَخْفِذْ lower it. مِنَ الظُّلْمِ, out of humility. وَخْفِذْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الظُّلِّ. مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ, out of rahm for them. وَقُلْ and quietly, you can say, Rabbi, Hamhuma kamar bayani sovira. Oh Allah, if Ramonim, how they had raham on me. This is the respect for parents. Never be independent of them and do whatever we want to. Always keep them in mind. Take mashwara for them. It's not as if our parent is now old or whatever it is. No, he doesn't know. At least minimum, he'll make dua for us. Minimum. Maximum, something may come to his heart and mind. And he may see some words that can save us from something bad happening or some thief or something or the other. Minimum that much will happen. Allah Ta'ala grant us all hidayat and make tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana anilhamdulillah rabbil alameen. There was something I was going to say when I was explaining. A story came to my mind. Anyone remember this? Yeah? Sukoon. Seher. Yeah, that I'll see before, sir. While I was speaking, now one more incident came of our thunder, some of our kabirin in mind. It will come, inshallah.